Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden says it will take years for Florida to fully recover from the devastation caused by Hurricane Ian. Biden and the First Lady took a helicopter tour of storm-ravaged areas of the state on Wednesday. During a stop in Fort Myers, the president promised to work with Florida officials to ensure that hurricane survivors get the help they need to rebuild.
If you don't have insurance, or if you're underinsured and you found a place to rent, or your car has been destroyed, you're entitled up to $37,900 in federal funds. If you need to make repairs to your home, you may be eligible for another $37,900.
FEMA is setting up disaster relief centers to serve as all-in-one relief facilities. And Biden says the Army Corps of Engineers is helping to restore power to water treatment and health care facilities. North Korea has test-fired two missiles, its sixth weapons launch, in less than 2 weeks. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul, Wednesday's missile firings came just days after the North fired an intermediate-range missile over Japan.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff say the missiles were fired eastward from a district of Pyongyang. Japan's defense minister said one missile flew more than 200 miles, the other nearly 500. The U.S. has redeployed the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan to waters off the Korean Peninsula and staged military drills with South Korea and Japan in response to North Korea's recent moves. North Korea's foreign ministry, meanwhile, complained about the U.S. and other nations bringing up its IRBM test at the UN Security Council. It insisted the test was a fair response to U.S. and South Korean military drills, while the U.S. redeployment of the USS Ronald Reagan, it claimed, posed a threat to the stability of the Korean Peninsula. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
The European Union has approved an eighth round of sanctions against Russia for annexing four areas of Ukraine. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, the new sanctions include a price cap on Russian oil products.
Russia is one of the world's largest oil exporters, between 7 and 8 million barrels a day, 60% of which used to go to Europe. The EU is phasing out imports of Russian oil, and officials say the oil cap will further reduce Russia's revenues while keeping global energy markets stable. The latest set of sanctions also introduces new export and import bans covering Russian steel and crucial components Russia needs for its aircraft fleet. EU officials say the package will deal another blow to Russia's tanking economy and exacerbate problems for its industry, which is already struggling to produce everything from cars to tanks, missiles, and planes. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
U.S. futures are slightly higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. U.S. senatorial candidate Herschel Walker is denying ever paying someone to get an abortion. The Georgia Republican tells Fox News that he doesn't know the woman who claims he funded her abortion 13 years ago. The allegation was made in a Daily Beast report quoting an unnamed accuser who also claims to be the mother of one of Walker's children. The candidate has campaigned on a blanket anti-abortion platform. He'll try to unseat incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock next month. Public perception of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has improved a bit now that the pandemic is no longer dominating daily life. Details from NPR's Ping Huang.
The CDC's approval rating dropped from 80% to 50% during the pandemic. Now, in the past 9 months, it's starting to tick back up a little. A new report from the Pew Research Center finds that 54% of Americans surveyed now think the CDC is doing a good or excellent job at responding to COVID. Alec Tyson, an associate director at the Pew Research Center, says the slight gains are happening across Republicans and Democrats.
Americans are less intensely concerned about the coronavirus today than they were, say, a year ago. So one factor may be that people see it as less of an acute issue, that things are at least somewhat better than they were.
The survey also found that Black and Hispanic adults are more worried about getting a serious case of COVID, and that uptake of a new COVID booster has been slower than expected. Ping Huang, NPR News.
U.S. futures are slightly higher in after-hours trading. Asia-Pacific markets are mixed, up nearly 1% in Tokyo. This is NPR News.